ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahif al-Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salamullah. We got to the part where the Imam says, "Wa mubahatul muktirin, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from trying to compete with the wealthy." We are in the month of Ramadan, the month of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month where we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and guarantee us heaven and free us from hell. That's what we pray for every day and every night of this month. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fine, I can help you with that. But you have to earn it, right? I mean, yeah, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, most loving, most generous, most everything. But you gotta earn that rahmah, you gotta earn that mercy, you gotta earn that love. Not by just sitting idle and doing dua. That doesn't get you anywhere. Everything has to be earned. Even Allah says, when he talks about those who commit sins, tabu, and then he says, wa'amilu. Always you'll find an act after tawbah. Aslahu, they rectify. You have to do something to make up for your mistake. Not a matter of just saying astaghfirullah and you move on. So if we want that kind of act, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees us from hell and gives us heaven and forgive our sins, we need to give back in return. And in this month, there's nothing better than giving money and becoming generous in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, generosity and giving is one of the traits that when a person has it, it makes him valued, it makes him honored and dignified amongst others. And that's why we see that anything that's generous, or anyone that is generous, or anything that is good, I should say, it always described as generous. Something that always gives, it's described in Arabic as kareem, generous. In the Quran, Allah says, innahu laqur'anun kareem. Allah says, this book is generous because it is a beautiful, valued book. So Allah gives it the trait of generosity. He doesn't give it any other trait, generous. وَجَاءَ رَسُولٌ كَرِيمٌ Allah also says the Rasul is Kareem, is generous. It's such a beautiful trait that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to His prophets. and to his Quran. And then he says in Surah Al-Dukhan in verse 26, وَزُرُوعٌ وَمَقَامٌ كَرِيمٌ. And also there are just, you know, trees and fruits and a maqam, a status that is generous. So anything good, anything beautiful, anything that has so much value is referred to as kareem. So when a person becomes kareem, when a person becomes generous and he gives, he also becomes more valuable. In the same as Quran Kareem, Rasulun Kareem, Rajulun Kareem, a generous woman, man, or Imra'a Tun Kareema, a generous woman. So if you want that Kareem state to be added to your name, obviously, you know, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you need to give. Then you need to give charity. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, ayyun nasi afdalahum imana. Amongst people, which one is the best in terms of iman? He says, Absatahum kaffa. The Prophet said, Absatahum kaffa. The one that has more generosity, the one that his hand is always open in terms of giving to other people. Your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your iman in the day of judgment, your iman in the hereafter, your iman in heaven will manifest itself on how much you give to the other people. Let's take a short break and then we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that giving and charity is one of the most honored and valued traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to people. And in the month of Ramadan, this is the month where we are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah removes everything, forgives all the sins, closes the gates of hell, chains the shayateen, opens the doors of heaven. He says, you are my guest. I mean, that can't get any better than that. But it does. Through the hadith of the Ahlbayt salamullah alayhim, it says there are certain people can get even closer nearness to Allah by doing certain actions. His Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, As-sakhiyu qareebun min Allah. He who is generous is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qareebun min al-nas. Close to people. Qareebun min al-jannah. And close to what? To heaven. So not only the person who gives, not only becomes close to Allah, but he also becomes close to people. People love him. Allah loves him. And also Jannah loves him too. He becomes close to it. So you can see that a person this month, he says, okay, I am close because I'm a guest of Allah, so I'm close to Allah, but I want to become even closer. I'm going to give in this month of Ramadan. I'm going to donate. I'm going to help those who are orphaned. I'm going to create these packages and these meals and hand it out to the masjids around me, to the people that I know, to the people I don't know. I'm going to send it to another country. That's generosity. So we need to, in this month, use it for our advantage. And then the Imam alayhi salam continues. He says, وَالْبَخِيلُ بَعِيدٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. And those who are stingy and don't give anything, they are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَعِيدٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, far away from people. قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ, subhanAllah. They are far from Allah, far from people, but very close to hellfire. That's what stingy people is. Oh, stingy people are. Me and you, we have to be very far away from what? Fire, and very close to heaven by giving. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد